This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisochor ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov Feigenbaum. Chaim is our unforgettable friend. He was a wonderful person, a Talmud Chochem, tremendous Yirei Shamayim, and an unbelievable inspiration to thousands in the days in which he was ill. Let this shiur be le'ilui nishmosai, and he should be a melech yosha for his wonderful family. So, Baruch Hashem, we're back to normal. After a few weeks, Yom Tov time, that we didn't have this shiur, now, Baruch Hashem, let's hope we'll all have a gezinta zimmer, a wonderful summer, with a lot of chedves d'shmaitza. This week we read Tazria Mitzayra. So the basic sugyas are Tumah v'Tahara. However, I always prefer something that has somewhat more of a shaychus to our daily lives. So we will be discussing a topic of which the kesher to the weekly parasha might be marginal, but nevertheless a very fascinating topic. In the process of Tahara of Nigei Batim, the Posek says, V'boa shelo abayis v'higid l'koyen leimor kenega nir'ali b'bayit v'tzivu ha'koyen v'pinuas abayis v'terem yovei ha'koyen liru'is esenega v'lo yitmo konasha b'bayis v'acharkein yovei ha'koyen lir'ot et abayis. Interesting, the Posek says, even before the Koyen comes to see the Nega, everything has to be taken out of the home. The house has to be emptied out. And only then does the Kohen come and decide whether the Bais is Tum or Tohar. Why? And Rashi brings in Rosh Hashanah Chov Zayin Amad Aleph, Mikan Shatoyra Chosu Al Mamoinim Shel Yisrael. Literally translated, the Torah cares about the money of Jews. Meaning that monetary loss is something which is significant. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything to be taken out of the home. Why? Most of the vessels that we use, yesh lem tahara b'mikveh. So even if they are made impure by bayis ha'menuga, which is metame b'oyel, you take them to the mikveh, tvilas kalim, and as good as new. But kli cheres ein lehem tahara b'mikveh. Those kalim cannot be used because of taharas. They will have to be destroyed. And therefore, the Torah says, take everything out of the home before the kohen might decide that it's a neged tomei, and all the vessels in the home are makabel tumas negoy. Rashi writes this principle once again in Chulin Mem Tes Amid Beis. However, Chulin Mem Tes Amid Beis, Rashi quotes it from Toras Koyanim, which is interesting because it actually is a Mishnah. Mishnayis, Nigoim, Perikut Beis Mishnah Herab Meir says, why does the Torah say that we have to empty the house before the Koyan sees the Nega? HaTorah chosol mamonim shu yisrol, ve'im al kelim bizuyim, kal v'choyim al kelim yikorim. Klei cheres are the cheapest and most basic and simple kelim, and the Torah cares about klei cheres, kal v'choyim al kelim yikorim. Im al memoinim kach, kal v'choyim al gufom, im l'reshoim, kal v'choyim al tzadikim. So actually what Rashi proves from this week's parasha, HaTorah chosol mamonim shu yisrol, is a Mishnah. Interesting to note that we find this principle once again in Menachas Zayin Vav Amid Beis, when the Mishnah says, "Kol Menachas Boim Soilus," only Lechem Aponim could be purchased as Chito. Why? Because Lechem Aponim is a mincha that has to be brought every week, Var Shabbos B'Shabbato. And it is a far greater quantity than other menuchas. And therefore, HaTorah Chosol Mamonim Shel Yisrael So by Lechem Aponim, there is no kpeda that they should be purchased in the form of solet. And the Gemara asks, Heichen Ramiza, where do we have a remez shetor chosol mamonim shel Yisrael? And Chazal there, Menachazayim Vovamid Beis, bring a different source. The Posek and Parshas Chukas. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, he should take the mata biyodoi, and he should speak to the rock. Kachas amata v'hakel esuweidu ato v'yaharo nechichu v'dibartem el ha-sela. Le'inehem, v'nosan meimov, v'hoitzesu lehem mayim en ha-sela v'hishkisu esuweida v'et b'iram. So the Pusik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, talk to the rock and it'll give water for the people and for the animals. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Nes, not only for the people, also for the cattle, for the animals. It is from here that the Gemara proves that Torah Chosol Mamonim Shul Yisro. So some Achrayinim ask, why doesn't Rashi bring the Gemara? But the more basic question is, why doesn't the Gemara bring the Mishnah? And why do we need two different sources to prove Shatoy Rechosol Mamonim Shul Yisro? There are many Tiritzim. I will quote only two of the greatest Achrayinim, the Shagas Arya and the Noide Bihuda. The Shagas Arya, in his very well-known Chibur on Masechet Rosh Hashanah Turei Even, Rosh Hashanah Chav Zayin, Shagas Arya notes that in the Mishnah Masechet Negorim Perek Yud Beis, that is what Reb Meir says, but Reb Yehuda says, "Vepinu es kol asher bebayis, afilu chavilei eitzim vechavilei konim." They aren't mekabel tuma. Only a clay eitz is mekabel tuma. But just pieces of wood, branches of a tree, aren't mekabel tuma. But nevertheless, they should be removed from the homes as well. So according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, obviously, this is exerced because it has nothing to do with HaTorah Chosol Mamonim Shel Yisrael. And therefore, the Gemara wants to bring a source which is accepted by Kuli Alma, by everyone, and not a source that is a matter of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on one hand and Rabbi Meir on the other hand. The Noide Biyehuda, Tinyona Yoredei Simakuf Samach, has a different approach, and he says the raya from Parshas Chukas is far more convincing than the raya from the weekly Parsha. Because in the weekly Parsha, it's a luxury. Why not? Take the kelim out of the home to prevent Kabbalah's tumah. But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu performed the nes for the animals, that is a far greater raya, more convincing raya, Shatorah Chosol Mamonim Shel Yisrael. However, from that source, the Hishkisu Esa'idem Ved Be'iram, we can only know that Momen HaTzibur is especially significant. When we're dealing with the entire nation, like that posik, Vohoteitu Mayim Min HaSela, or the coinciding Sugi Mesechet Menachos, when we're dealing with Lechem Aponim, that is Momen HaTzibur, Momen Hegdish. How do we know that even the money of an individual has importance and significance? That is from this week's Pasha, Vepinu Eskol Asher Bebayis. Vepinu Eskol Bebayis, Veterem Yovei HaKoyen Lerot Danega, Velo Yitmu Kol Asher Bebayis, V'yachar Kein Yovei HaKoyen Lerot Dabayit. So that's the Noide Bihuda. Various sugis and shas are based on this principle. Torah Chosol Mamonim Shel Yisrael. We quoted one sugi, Menuchas Zayin Vov Lagavi Lechem Aponim. The other is in Rosh Hashanah Chov Zayin. The Gemara explains why the mouthpiece of the shofar of Tanias was kesef and not zov, because Torah Chosol Mamonim Shel Yisrael. And there are various other sugis. However, what I would like to discuss today in this shiur is a very basic principle: the klolei hayroas isur Veheter. In many places, those of you that learned Yoredeis of Heter probably are more familiar with this principle. Sometimes we are meiko behefsid merube. What is the basis for leniency by hefsid merube? That is basically the sugya we'll be discussing today. And What is especially interesting is that many of the Rishonim, or some of the Rishonim, many is a relative concept, but some of the Rishonim write that the basis of leniency behesem and rube is because HaTorah chos al mamonim shel Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam b'Sefer Yoshe Simen Mem Beis, Tumas Edeshen Simen Reish Daled, and as we will see today, additional sources, like the introduction of the Tashbates to his Sefer Zohar HaRakia on Taryag Mitzvah Shebetor. So these Rishonim make it clear what is the basis of leniency in Psak, in Hachroas Adin, in Issa V'Heter, Behefzid Meruba, because of Torah Chosol Mamunim Shel Yisrael. There are sources in Shas from which the Pois can prove that even though we have a basic rule, Yochid V'Rabim Halochik Rabim, Behefzid Meruba, we have the authority to paskin in accordance to the minority opinion, to the Das Yochid. In the Tumas Edeshen, Reish Dalet, the above mentioned source, writes that is only by Hefzid Merubah, but not by other Shas HaDechak. Why would Hefzid Merubah be different than any other Shas HaDechak? Only because by Hefzid Merubah we have a Talmudic source, actually a biblical source, Shatoira Choso Al Mamoinom Shel Yisrael. Monetary loss is reason enough to be lenient in Psak Haloch to a certain degree, as anyone could appreciate and understand. The Ramo, Choshe Mishpot Simachof Hei, Sif Beis, in a similar vein, the Ramo says, when there's a machlokes between Chachomim, and we know that one is a greater godel than the other, usually this psak should be in accordance to the opinion of the greater authority. However, if it's a shas hadchak and a hefzid merubah, only when it is hefzid merubah can we base our ruling on the opinion of the lesser authority. So these sources differentiate between other forms of shas hadchak, Shas Hadchak of different nature, and Hefzid Merubah. It is only by Hefzid Merubah that this rule applies, that we could base our ruling on a minority opinion, even though generally we say Yochid V'Rabim Haloche K'Rabim. I just want to note that in the Shach, Yoredei Semereish Mem Beis, the Shach writes Klolei Hiroa. In the Shach Klolei Hiroa, Od Bet, Od Gimel, it isn't clear. But the opinion of the Shach seems to be that Hefzid Merub is no different than any other Shah Satchak. And when we could be lenient by Hefzid Merub, it would also be by different forms and Shah Satchak of any different nature. I think this might be a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Nidid Avov Amid Beis. In Nidid Avov Amid Beis, the Torah is told about Rebbe. Rebbe paskened in accordance to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, Machloikes Rebbe Eliezer v'chachomim nidazayin amid beis. If a woman passed three periods and she did not see blood, gimel oynes, she no longer has to be choshesh to that veset, to that period. So the sugya mesechet nida doesn't really deal with hilchas nida. Doesn't deal with Ishul Abala, but rather with Taharas. We know very little about Taharas today, but once upon a time it was a very central and basic issue. Because Eretz Yisrael was full of Kochim, and the Koyanim ate Kochim, Balaam ate Kochim Kalem, Koyanim ate Truma, and therefore there was a tremendous Peda and Dinai Tahara. So Rebbe paskened in accordance to Rebbe Eliezer. The opinion of the Chachamim is only a woman that has no period, either an elderly woman after menopause or a pregnant woman, only by them do we say three periods are oika the vase. Rabbi Eliezer says this rule applies to every woman. Rabbi paskened in accordance to Rabbi Eliezer. V'kishen nizkar, When it dawned upon him that obviously he made a mistake because Yochid v'Rabbi Malochim k'Rabim, Rabbi responded, "Kedayu Rabbi Eliezer l'smoch alav b'sha'at adchak." Because it's a Sha'as Adchak, there is room to paskin in accordance to Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi explains, what is the Sha'as Adchak? Hefsid Taharas. Because if Taharas would become impure, Tomei, it would be a great loss. And therefore he paskined in accordance to Rebbe Eliezer, who was a minority opinion. That is also the first interpretation in Tosfos. However, in Tosfos, on the spot, Nidavov and Midbeis, there's a different approach as well. And in the second Teretz, Tosfos says, the Shoyel left the house, and it was a Terech Gedoyle Lirdof Acharav. The person that asked the question, he got his tshuva, he got his ruling. Rebbe said, Halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer, and he left the house. And by the time Rebbe realized that he gave a problematic ruling, and he should have been machmer, according to the Chachamim, the person left. Theoretically, Rebbe could run after him or send a shliach to get him, but that would be a terech gedol, and therefore Rebbe said, Kedai Rebbe Eliezer l'smoch alav b'sha'as adchak. So according to the second Teretz in Tosfos, it is lav dafka behefsed merube. The same rule will apply to any Sha'as Adchak. With this basic rule, that we could paskin in accordance to Da'as HaMiut, Behefsed Merubah, would it apply to a Sveike Diurais as well, or only a Sveike Derabbonon? Let me just note, this is a very broad sugya, and in this short shiur, we wouldn't be able to deal with all the sources. And therefore, I prefer primary sources, the more important and interesting ones. I just want to note that in the Mechaber we find the concept of Hefsed Merubah 5 different places. The Rama, 35 different sources. So obviously the principle of Hefsed Merubah is more prevalent and more central in the ruling of the Rama and Chachmei Ashkenaz than it is in the ruling of the Mechaber. But everybody agrees to the basic concept. In a case of Hefsed Merubah, there is room for more leniency, especially dealing with the rule that Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim, u'behefsed Merubah we paskin in accordance to the Yochid. So would that apply to a Sveike d'Urais or only Sveike d'Rabbonan? And that's a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach and Yoredei Simin Reish Tzadik Gimel. There was a major controversy for hundreds of years about the Chodosh question. Today in Eretz Yisrael, many are Choshish to Chodosh, and the Bnei Torah in America as well, many of them, Chassidim basically are not Choshish for the Yisrael of Chodosh, because that was the Shit of the Bach and the Minig of the Baal Shem Tov and his great disciples. About a year ago, I gave a shiur on this topic in which I made my opinion clear. But the Taz and Siv Koton Dalet writes, Liyashav min Hogam Shul Yisroel. Rabbi Eliezer maintains in the Mishnah, Kedushin Lamed Zayin Amed Aleph, She'ein Chodesh Noheged B'chutz La'aretz. Even though the Chachamim say Chodesh is relevant in Chutz La'aretz, but because it was a Hefsed Merubah, and in their days it was extremely difficult to be Makbid, and Yoshin wasn't available, therefore Hefsed Merubah we paskin in accordance to the Yochid. The Shach and Akudas HaKesav rejects the explanation of the Taz on the basis of a very simple argument. Chodesh is a Sveike d'Uraisa. The rule that we could rely on a minority opinion is only acceptable dealing with the Derabbonon, not dealing with the d'Uraisa. Obviously, the Taz feels, even by a Dioraisa. I mentioned the Tashbeitz in Zohar Harakia. The introduction of the Tashbeitz substantiates the opinion of the Shach, only by a Sveike d'Rabbon. The Tashbeitz, in the introduction to his Sefer on Mitzvahs, goes into the controversy, the Machlokes between Rambam and Ramban regarding the concept of Loisosu. As well known, The Rambam maintains that Loisos includes all the Derabonans. The Ramban asks, so how come Sveika Derabonan Lekula Sveika Duraisa Lechumri? If every Sveika Derabonan is Loisosur, then every Sveika Derabonan is actually a Sveika Duraisa. The Ramban suggests, well, it might be a Sveika Duraisa, but Kach Tiknu Chachomim Lechatchila. When they instituted their rules and gzeiros and regulations, lechatchila they were mitaken that we prohibit only avada and not a sofik. The Tashbitz adds on that would be similar to a different takana, which is hefsed merube, because we're dealing with a nisa d'rabbanan. The chachamim could lechatchila say our prohibition is relevant, is valid, only when we're not dealing with the hefsed merube. So obviously it is clear the opinion of the Tashbitz, only by the Rabbanan could we be lenient regarding hefsed merube. This Tashbitz made me think on an additional idea. What is the machlokes that has in the Shach? I think maybe we would suggest there are two different approaches or ways to understand the concept of hefsed merube. How could we be lenient regarding hefsed merube? Is it a takona or a svora? On one hand, we say kach tiknu chachamim shebehefsed merube efshar lakel beyisid rabbonim. Similar sources or concepts. Pesachim Chov Daladu Medbeis, the Gemara makes it clear that a nisid rabbonim is mutar l'chol she'ein b'sekona. Chazal didn't answer in his Rabbanon regarding a Chodesh Yom Sekona. Shavuos Teshuvos is Mutar B'Mokom Mitzvah. Regarding Malach HaShavuos V'Yom Tov. When we deal with a mitzvah, one could be lenient with Shavuos Teshuvos. Brochas Daf Chof. Kvoy De Brias is Doich in his Rabbanon. So in many places in Mishas, we find that Chachamim were Ki'ilu forgiving, and they didn't put their gzeiros sometimes when there is serious or desperate need. Even though there's no pekuach nefesh involved. Shavuos deshavuos b'mokom mitzvah. So we could argue that the same applies to hefsed merube. Kach tiknu chachomem lechatchila, shebehefsed merube there is no hefsed rabbonon. Or maybe it's a svara. In the process of birur halacha and achroas adin, kishiyesh tzdodim lekan ulekan, because the Torah chos al mamonim sheyesor, Chazal teach us that there is room for leniency in ruling, and that is a svara and not a tekon. So libi yoimeli, if it's a tekona, it cannot be valid, it cannot be relevant. Only by the rabban, hem amru vehem amru. Chachamim have the authority to be lenient dealing with the Rabbanan, not with the Deoraisa. However, if it's a Svara, and this Svara is based on the basic idea of a Torah Chosam Mamonim Sheyisrael, maybe that could be relevant regarding a Sufik Deoraisa as well. However, my real feeling is that regarding a Sufik Deoraisa, there is no room for being lenient or makel mishum hefsed merube. Elo l'shitas haramba. There is a very well-known machloikis between the Rambam and the Rashba. Sveki diurai selachumre. Is that min ha-Torah or only min ha-Rabbanon? The Rambam understands sveki diurai selachumre, but it is only min ha-Rabbanon lachumre. Min ha-Torah, ha-Torah lo asa at ha-Sfikot. The Rashba and the Ran, at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, reject the Rambam's opinion, and they argue Sveke Diuraisa min ha-Torah lachumre. My feeling is, it is only in accordance to the Rambam that we could accept the opinion of the Taz, that even by a Sveke Diuraisa there is room for leniency by Hefsid Merube. I mentioned before that the Ramo is Mekel Behefsid Merube 35 different sources. I think that is the background to the Ramo's very interesting comment in his introduction to the Toiles Chatas. Toiles Chatas is the work of the Ramo Anisavaheta. And opening his introduction, the Ramo writes in a very apologetical style, "I want to explain to anybody that learned my Sefer how come a Makel sometimes behefsid merube." The Ramo explains, "It is only because in those fakes, ikara din lekula, and if our approach would be yikav din asahar, we would be makel. However, the minig is lahachmir, and therefore I find room to be makel behefsid merube." And this is a very interesting comment. Only when the ikara loch is lekula could we be makel behefsid merube? My feeling is, no, the Ramo doesn't mean to say that that is the only basis of Kula. Let me just note, this comment is in the introduction of the Teres Chatas, not in a basic source which is dealing with halachic discourse or halachic discussion. I think the Ramo would agree that when we find in Chazal that we're Mekel Behefsid Merube, that is even against halachic principle. I think the most powerful source is Nidid Avov that we discussed before. Yochid V'Rabim, Malochi K'Rabim, Malochi K'Chachumim L'Gabe Reb Eliezer. It is not only a Chumrah. And nevertheless, Sha'asat Chak K'day Reb Eliezer L'Smecholah B'Sha'asat Chak. According to most Rishonim, Sha'asat Chak means Hefsid Merube. I think that a more broadened the use of Hefsid Merube, and not always when the Ramo is Mekel Behefsid Merube, could we base that on pure halachic principle, and therefore the Ramo apologizes and explains. Sometimes when we're dealing with Chumris, he paskin that Behefsid Merube one could be lenient. And therefore it's a Chiddush B'Yainai that the Orcha Shulchan Yoredei Reish Mem Beis Sif Samach Vav says that every kula of Hefsid Merube is based on the assumption that Meikar Adin it's mutar, it is only a minig lahachmi, and therefore we're lenient by Hefsid Merube. I don't think this argument is correct, as I just mentioned from Nidid Avov. A very important yesod and comment is whenever I speak about Klolei Heroa, I say the most important klal in Klolei Heroa is that there are no definitive klolim in Heroa. And even though the Shach did formulate Klolei Heroa, Ein lemeiden min haklolos afilo b'mukim sheneimar b'hem chutz. That is a gemara of various different sources in Shas. Erev and Daf Chavav. Just lately we learned that sugya in Daf Yoimi and in other sources. So even though there are klolei heroa, but each sufik and each shita has to be examined independently. And we always have to determine what is the significance and weight and relevance of a certain das yochid, and how do other poiskim relate to that shita. I want to give an interesting example. Chazon Ish Shviya Simachov Gimel, the heading of that simon is Beklolei HaHeroa. How does it get into Shviyas? Because of one short line in the middle of a lengthy discussion, the Chazon Ish writes, even Behefsid Merubah we cannot rely and take into account the shit of the Ravid and the Rabbalamo Sheina Shviyas Noheges Bezmanazeh. We know that the Chazon Ish dealt a great deal with Hilchas Shmita, Hilchas Shviyas, and he was very unhappy with the Mechira that was instituted in Eretz Yisrael, with the agreement of many Gedolim. Very significant amongst them was Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan Spector, who was considered the greatest Poisek in Litta more than 100 years ago, 120, 130 years ago. So the Chazon Ish writes that one cannot rely on the razon, the balamo, shein shviyas nehages b'sman hazeh, even behefsid merubah. What is he referring to? Who is this Bar Plukta? Even though the Chazon Ish doesn't mention it, but his kavanah is very clearly to the opinion of Harav Kook Zatzal, who commented in the introduction to his Sefer on Shvius, Shabbos Ha'oretz, Al Shem HaPasuk V'hoisu Shabbos Ha'oretz Lechem La'ochalo. Rav Kook comments that if not the Heta Mechida that we have, we would probably rely on the Balamor and the Ravid. Their opinion is that there is no Shvius B'chlal B'zman Hazeh, and Lo Min HaTorah V'lo Min HaRabbanan, and when it's Takonas HaYishuv and Hefsed Mereva, one could rely on Adas Yochid. And that is the Kavanah of the Chazon Ish when he rejects that comment. So this is an example of, on one hand, well, the Shach says one could rely on Adas Yochid, Hefsed Merubah, especially when we're dealing with the Rabbanon, because the vast majority of Poskim and Rishonim maintain that Shvius B'zman Hazeh the Rabbanon. On the other hand, argues the Chazon Ish, no. All the other Rishonim rejected this opinion, and therefore, not always could we make this argument that Das Yochid is sufficient when we're dealing with Hefsed Merub. What is considered Hefsed Merub? How do we define Hefsed Merub? Pischa Tshuva Yoredeya Semel Amad Alef Sif Koten Beis brings a Machlokes and Achroinim. Shalas Tshuvas Har HaKarmel Yoredeya Semen Tezvov, quoting Nachlas Shiva. The Nachlas Shiva writes, a sixth. When a sixth of the Keren might be lost, that would be considered the Hefsed Merubah. Why a sixth? What is the basis of that magic number? Probably based on Dina Oinoa and Mekech Tos. In Dina Oinoa, Perek Azov and Mesechet Bov and Metzia in the Mishnah, Pochas Meshtus Mechile, Yoise Meshtis Bitl Mekech, Shtus, Konev and Machzir Oinoa. So obviously, a sixth of the worth of any object or purchase is significant, is beyond what people usually look away from, and therefore that would be considered Hefsed Merub. The Har HaKarmel argues, doesn't make sense to base this concept on percentage points. It would be very unreasonable to argue that if the purchase is $6 million, and there might be a loss of 900,999 dollars, what might be in jeopardy, that would not be considered a Hefsed Merubah because it's less than a sixth. And if you bought something for $60 and you might be incurring a loss of $11, that would be considered Hefsed Merubah. Therefore, the Har HaKarmel writes, and the Pischa Tshuva seems to agree to his opinion, Ein loy ledayen elo ma she'ein avroyos, hakol lefi ha'inyan velefi ha'anashim. If we're dealing with a wealthy person, we would define Hefsed Merubah in accordance to his standards of living. When we're dealing with the pauper, even a minor loss, relatively to him, that would be considered Hefsed Merubah. So it's the prince and the pauper. Depends who we're dealing with, depends what we're dealing with. That is the opinion of the Har HaKarmel. And this is a concept, like many others, which defy definition. I think that is the more reasonable approach. Another interesting machloikis that we find in Achloinim, I want to give an example, a very recent example. It was just Pesach, a short while ago. Many medaktikim are makbin not to sell chometz gomer, and not to buy chometz gomer that was sold. One of the shiurim I said, Chol HaMoed, I stated my opinion very clearly that me'ikar adin, the mechira is valid even regarding chometz gomer. But in Maaser Rav of the Gaon, it is quoted that the Gaon was makbid not to sell chometz gomer, and many of the gedolim throughout the generations had that opinion. However, for shops, stores, businesses, because it's a Hefsed Merubah, we are always lenient, even lechatchila. So if we are matiyah for the shop owner to sell chametz, would that mean that the customers could also buy that same chametz? The Chassam Sofer, Tshuvas Or Chaim, Simen Samachay writes, if we are makel for the shopkeeper, because for him it's a hefsed meruvah, but for the customers, they could buy elsewhere. They don't need to buy chametz over all of a pesach that was sold, and therefore, considering them, it's not a hefsed meruvah. So what is the storekeeper supposed to do? The Chassam Sofer says he has to notify his customers that this is chametz that I sold, and I'll have to let down the price in order to sell. Some of the great achronim reject the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. Most noteworthy, the Maharsham, in the introduction of the Masham and Das Toyle Hilchas Treifes, Sifkot Lamed Ches, and once again Sifkot Nun Beis, and the Divrei Malkiel. Divrei Malkiel was a great goyin, Reb Malkiel Tenenbaum. He was the Rav of Lomja, one of the great poskim in Litta, Chelek Gimel Simen Tzadik. They both argue that if Chazal were makel by Hefsed Merube, and the poskim are makel by Hefsed Merube, this kula must include both sides of the equation. Doesn't make sense that the seller is entitled to sell, but the buyer isn't entitled to buy. So who is he going to sell to? To himself? So any case in which our ruling is lenient based on Hefsed Merube, that would include a Heter L'Chatchila also for the purchaser, even though for him it's not Hefsed Merube. I just want to point out, especially because the basis of Kula Behefsed Merube is based on HaTorah Chosal Mamoinim Shel Yisrael. So why would it be a difference whether it's my money or other people's money? HaTorah Chosal Mamoinim Shel Yisrael. And therefore the leniency would include both parties. I think that is the more reasonable approach. V'halochek edivrei Hamaharsham v'divrei Malkiel, and not in accordance to the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. As I said before, this is a very broad sugya, very interesting sugya. We only touched very few sources, and I mentioned that there are 35 different sources only in the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch, in which the Ramo rules Lakula by Hefsed Merube, but I think we touched most of the basics. This week's parsha is Parshas Metzora, and Chazal teach us that Negoim Boim Ba'avon Loshen Hara. I usually always speak about Loshen Hara Parshas Metzora because this is so important and so central. In Erech and Daf Tezayin, there's a machloikis whether Bala Loshen Bechlal Yesh Loi Kapora or Ein Lo Kapora. A machloikis between Bnei Rav Chanina Bar Choma. One of them says, "Ein loy kapora shekvar korsei David HaMelech beruach haKodesh shenemar yachreis Hashem kol sifsechalok esloshem medaberes gedolis." The other says, "Im Talmud Chochem hu yasek betoyra veim amaoretzu yashpil daato." Chazal, with their great wisdom, understood and teach us that the source and the basis of Lashon Hara is usually arrogance and gaiva. When people think so highly about themselves and they look down upon others, that is the basis of Lashon Hara. We should all have those beautiful words of Rebbe Lemelech Menezhensk, and I think that Abraham Fried probably has a big schus of making those words so popular and so well known. Humble people, anvesanu shval berech, see the beauty of others and are more critical of themselves. Imam Oratzu Yashpil Dato. That is the tikkun of Baal Halashon. On one hand, Erez, because the Erez is so big and powerful, and Shnitorlas, which is so humble and insignificant. That's the story of Lashon Hara and the tikkun of Lashon Hara. Why do we find this avodah so difficult and we are repelled and deterred of tackling this issue and dealing with it? I think for two different reasons. One reason is we don't understand that the essence of Shmias Haloshen doesn't start with your mouth, it starts in your heart. It's a question not of what you say and don't say, what you talk and what you don't talk. It's a question of attitude, how you relate to people, how you see them. Shmias Haloshen starts with Ayin Toiva and Lev Toiv. Many years ago, I hope this is not Loshon Hara. I don't think it is, because you could never guess where it happened, with whom it happened, and which organization. But I was invited to give a drasha about Chizuk and Loshon Hara. And because I was the central speaker, I was aware of what's happening behind the scenes and all the politics, who's going to sit here and who's going to sit there, who's on stage number one, stage number two, and whom are they going to write Hagon with big letters and bold letters, and a little Gon and a big Gon, and a Gon with Rosh HaTevis and a Gon without Rosh HaTevis. When it was all over, it was a beautiful evening, and the organizers came to my house to thank me. I told them, I just want to tell you, I think you are the last people in the world that are entitled to deal with Shmias Haloshen. And they asked me why. And I told them, being aware of what happened behind the scenes, I think you don't even know what Shmias Haloshen is about. Shmias Haloshen doesn't start with your mouth, it starts with your attitude. And the basis of Shmias Haloshen is Ayin Toiv Ovelev Toiv, Ve'anvesanu Shval Berech, Shenira Kolechod Malas Chavereinu Veloch Yischonam. The famous story told, I think it's in Avodah Zohar, Daf Yutes, and at length in Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Metzora. Ma'asa b'roich alechot shohoy mesam v'bayoras asmuchis l'tzepoyri v'haya machriz. Man boy lemizman sam v'lechaim. Man boy lemizman sam v'lechaim. Who wants to buy the potent of life, of youth? Many people gathered. No wonder. Man always was searching for the fountain of youth. Who doesn't want to buy Samed HaChayim? So many people gathered. Yes, we would like to purchase Samed HaChayim. Hoitzi Sefer Tehillim Mekurach V'hoyu Koyre Metoichoy Miu Shechov Etzchayim Oyev Yom Emnilis Toiv Netzoy Lashon Chomero Usfosach Umedave Miyomo. And one of the great Amiruim was present. According to the Medrash, it was Rav Yanai. According to the Gemara, it was Rav Alexandri. And he was in spoil. He was inspired and moved. And he said, all my life I was reading this posik, but I didn't really know what it means until I learned from this individual, from this Rochel. And we are astounded. What did he learn from the Rochel? The Rochel said nothing. No interpretation, no commentary. No pshat, no remez, no drush, no sod. He just read the posik. So what was there to learn from him? My feeling is, when this Roichel read the Pasuk, he didn't stop with the words, Netzoy Lashon Chomero, Usvasech Umedave Miyomo. He went on, Sur Mira, Vasei Tov, Bakesh Shalom V'rod Feho. We have to read that Pasuk in its entirety. B'Nashim Achas, like a Seres B'nei Homan, it is not only Netzoy Lashon Chomero, Usvasech Umedave Miyomo. Sur Mira, Asei Tov, Bakesh Shalom V'rod Fehu, Misherodef Shalom V'ohev Shalom, Ohevet Abriyot U'mekav Al HaTorah. He is not a Baal Loshon. And that is what Shmias Haloshen is all about. We have so much Loshon Hara, we just can't keep it within. And therefore it's so difficult for us. They don't have such a big problem and struggle with Lashon Hara. Another idea, which I have observed for many years, many people think that to be a Shoyma Pivo L'Shoynoi, you must be a peculiar man, a strange man, different. You can't really socialize and like people and spend time with people. However, the Chofetz Chaim's son argues that his father was a very social person, and he liked to converse and speak to people. It's not about to say or not to say. It is about what you talk and how you talk. And maybe that was what was so inspiring about Ma'aseh Baruch HaLechot. Let us observe. Ma'aseh Baruch HaLechot. What is the formulation of the Pasuk De'isa of Loshon Hara? Lo yiseh lecha rochil be'amecho. Rashi explains, why is the Baal Loshon called a rochil? Because he's like a peddler. A peddler buys and sells, picks up and gives away. That is the Baal Loshon. He hears and talks and hears and talks and hears and babbles. Therefore, he is called a rochil. So of all the professions in the world, this person selling samadachaya. He wasn't a carpenter. He wasn't a plumber. He wasn't a businessman. He wasn't a stockbroker. What was he? A salesman. A rochel. And where is he active? Ba'ayores esmuchis letzepori. Libi Yomeli, I am totally convinced this is not coincidence. Why ba'ayores esmuchis letzepori? Because Taharas HaMetzoyah is b'shtei tziporim. And once again, Rashi explains why tziporim. Because tziporim are never silent. They chitter all the time. Tziporim are mitzayetz bekol, mitzavtsev bekol. They're always noisy. And once again, that is a moshel of Baal HaLoshon. He cannot shut his mouth. Ma'aseh Baruch HaLechot shehoyim esava b'yoros ha-semuchis li-tziporim. Not in Haifa, not in Bnei Barak, not in Beit Shan, not in Beis Sheorim, or many other cities that were inhabited in the days of the Talmud, in the days of Chazal. Whom is Sava Beyoras Asmuchis Tzipori? And he is the one that sells Samed Achaya, Nitzor Hashem Chamerus, Vasechum Medar Ben Miyama. It is from this story that we learn to be Nizan Shmir Saloshin, you do not have to be different and strange and peculiar. You don't have to shun the presence and of others and friends and family. You could be a Roichel. Just be careful what you buy and what you sell. Just be careful what you hear and what you convey to others. That is the secret of Shoyma Piv Ulishoyno Yishoyma Mitzoros Nafshoy. Yehi Rotzon Shiyech Alkeinu Imohim. We should always encourage and enhance Toiro and Yiro, Ahava Va'achava, Shalom Vereyes. Let us hope we will be Zoichet Bekorev to Yeshua Yisrael. Piaz Goel Tzedek, Binyan Beis Amigdosh, Bemheiro, V'yomeinu, Amen.